Fiat. January 30th, 1938. Everything that one who lives in the divine will does acquires the divine nature. Its prodigies in creating divine life in the human act. Feast of the whole of heaven. The true requital of all creation. My poor mind swims inside the sea of the divine volition. Its murmuring is continuous. But what does it murmur? Love, souls, light. For it would want to invest and reign in each of its children. And oh, what stratagems of love it uses in order to make them re-enter into the bosom of its light, from which they came. And in its sorrow it says, my children, let me reign, and I will give you so much grace that you will recognize yourselves as children of your celestial Father. But as my mind was wandering within this divine sea, my dear Jesus, my sweet life, renewed his short little visit, and all goodness told me, my little daughter of my divine volition, so many are the yearnings and the longings of my will, for it wants to operate in the act of the creature, that it begins spying to see whether the soul calls it as prime act of her acts. And if it is called, it becomes festive, it runs, and blowing its breath into the act of the creature, it impresses its creative strength and converts it into divine nature. So, this creature feels the nature of the divine love investing her, surrounding her, and flowing like blood inside her veins, even in the marrow of her bones, in the beating of her heart. Hence, her entire being says nothing but love. To convert the human acts into divine nature, these are the greatest prodigies that my divine will can do. My will cannot give but what it possesses. Love it possesses, and love does it give. And oh, how happy this creature feels, that she can see and feel nothing but love, nor can she be without loving. By giving the nature of love to the creature, my will has placed her in the divine order. Everything is harmony between God and her. It can be said that my will has cast the creature into our own maze of love. So, if she adores, thanks, or blesses, its divine strength runs in order to change the adoration, the thanksgiving, and the blessing into divine nature. Therefore, the creature has it in her power, as her own nature, to always adore, thank, and bless the Supreme Majesty, because what my will communicates by nature possesses the continuous act that never ceases. So, we keep her at our disposal. Our love finds one who loves it with its own love. And if it feels the need to pour itself out, it has one with whom it can make its outpouring. Our Majesty finds its eternal adorations in the creature, as she can really say to it, a divine thank you, a divine I bless you. In sum, we find someone who can give us of our own. And oh, how we love this more than celestial creature. She keeps us always in activity, as we can give her whatever we want. And for us to give is to be more blissful and happy. On the other hand, one who does not live in our volition keeps us as though idle, without activity. And if we give something, all is measured, because we don't know where to put it. and we fear that she will waste and will not be able to appreciate the little that we give. Then, with ever stronger yearning, he added, "My good daughter, the prodigies which my fiat operates in the act of the creature who lives in it are unheard of. As it sees that she is about to do it, my fiat runs to take the act in its hands. It purifies it, molds it, and invests it with light. Then it looks at it to see if that act can receive its sanctity and its beauty, if it can enclose it within its immensity, if it can let its power and its love flow within it. And once it has done everything, because nothing must be lacking to its act, it kisses it, embraces it, and pouring itself all over it, with indescribable solemnity and love, it pronounces its omnipotent fiat and creates its very self in that act. The heavens stand at attention when my will is about to operate in the act of the creature. They are moved. They remain stupefied and enraptured. And they exclaim, 'Is it possible that a God, with his will thrice holy, can reach so much love to the extent of creating himself in the act of the creature?' My very fiat looks back at what it has done in the human act and feels captivated, delighted in seeing its new life. And taken by indescribable joy, it makes feast for the whole of heaven and abounds in pouring out graces over all the earth. I call these acts my life, my act, echo of my power, the prodigies of my love. My daughter, make me content. These are the joys of my creation, the feasts of my creative virtue, to be able to form as many lives of mine for as many acts as the creature does. Therefore, call me always into your acts. Never put me aside. And I will always make new things in you, such as to astound all peoples. Only when I have filled heaven and earth with many of my new lives, then will I receive the requital and the glory of all creation."